Understanding Populations. Section 1. How Populations Change in Size. Biologist Charles Darwin once calculated that a single pair of elephants could theoretically produce 19 million descendants within 750 years. Darwin made the point that the actual number of elephants is limited by their environment. One way to study the relationship of elephants with their environment is at the level of populations. Such a study would include tracking the number of elephants in an area and observing the animals' interactions with their environment. What is a population? A population is all the members of a species living in the same place at the same time. The bass in an Iowa lake make up one population. Figure 1 shows other examples of populations. A population is a reproductive group because organisms usually breed with members of their own population. For example, daisies in an Ohio field will breed with each other and not with daisies in a Maryland population. The word population refers to the group in general and also to the size of the population, the number of individuals it contains. Properties of populations. Populations may be described in terms of size, density, or dispersion, as shown in Figure 2. A population's density is the number of individuals per unit area or volume, such as the number of bass per cubic meter of water in a lake. A population's dispersion is the relative distribution or arrangement of its individuals within a given amount of space. A population's dispersion may be even, clumped, or random. Size, density, dispersion, and other properties can be used to describe populations and to predict changes within them. How does a population grow? A population gains individuals with each new offspring or birth and loses them with each death. The resulting population change over time can be represented by the equation below. A change in the size of a population over a given period of time is that population's growth rate. The growth rate is the birth rate minus the death rate. Over time, the growth rates of populations change because birth rates and death rates increase or decrease. Growth rates can be positive, negative, or zero. For a population's growth rate to be zero, the average number of births must equal the average number of deaths. A population would remain the same size if each pair of adults produced exactly two offspring, and each of those offspring survived to reproduce. If the adults in a population are not replaced by new births, the growth rate will be negative, and the population will shrink. How fast can a population grow? A female sea turtle may lay 2,000 eggs in her lifetime. Figure 3 shows newly hatched sea turtles leaving their nests for the ocean. If all of them survived, the turtle population would grow rapidly. But they do not all survive. Populations usually stay about the same size from year to year because various factors kill many individuals before they can reproduce. These factors control the sizes of populations. Reproductive potential. A species' biotic potential is the fastest rate at which its populations can grow. This rate is limited by the maximum number of offspring that each member of the population can produce, which is called its reproductive potential. Some species have much higher reproductive potentials than others. Darwin calculated that it could take 750 years for a pair of elephants to produce 19 million descendants. In contrast, a bacterium can produce 19 million descendants in a few days or weeks. Reproductive potential increases when individuals produce more offspring at a time, reproduce more often, and reproduce earlier in life. Reproducing earlier in life has the greatest effect on reproductive potential. Reproducing early shortens the generation time, the average time it takes a member of the population to reach the age when it reproduces. Small organisms, such as bacteria, have short generation times. These organisms can reproduce when they are only a few hours or a few days old. As a result, their populations can grow quickly. In contrast, large organisms, such as elephants and humans, become sexually mature after a number of years. The human generation time is about 20 years, so humans have a much lower reproductive potential than insects. Exponential growth. Populations sometimes undergo exponential growth, which means they grow faster and faster. For example, if a pair of dogs gives birth to 6 puppies, there will be 6 dogs in one generation. If each pair in that generation has 6 puppies, there will be 18 dogs in the next generation. The following generation will contain 54 dogs, and so on. If the number of dogs is plotted versus time on a graph, it will have the shape shown in Figure 4. Exponential growth occurs in nature only when populations have plenty of food and space and have little or no competition or predators. For example, populations of European dandelions and starlings imported into the United States initially underwent exponential growth. Similar population explosions occur when bacteria or molds grow on a new source of food. What limits population growth? Because natural conditions are neither ideal nor constant, populations cannot grow forever and rarely grow at their reproductive potential. Eventually, resources are used up or the environment changes, and deaths increase or births decrease. Under the forces of natural selection in a given environment, only some members of any population will survive and reproduce. Thus, the properties of a population may change over time. Carrying capacity. The blue line in Figure 5 represents a population that seems to be limited to a particular size. This theoretical limit, shown by the dashed yellow line, is called carrying capacity. The carrying capacity of an ecosystem for a particular species is the maximum population that the ecosystem can support indefinitely. A population may increase beyond this number, but it cannot stay at this increased size. Because ecosystems change, carrying capacity is difficult to predict or calculate exactly. However, carrying capacity may be estimated by looking at average population sizes or by observing a population crash after a certain size has been exceeded. The history of rabbits in Australia demonstrates both exponential growth and carrying capacity. Originally, there were no rabbits in the native ecosystems of Australia. When rabbits were introduced there in 1859, their numbers increased rapidly because they had plenty of vegetation to eat, no competition, and no predators. But eventually, disease and starvation caused the rabbit population to crash. Over time, the vegetation recovered and the rabbit population increased again. The population continues to increase and decrease, but less dramatically. Resource limits. A species reaches its carrying capacity when it consumes a particular natural resource at the same rate at which the ecosystem produces the resource. That natural resource is then called a limiting resource for the species in that area. For example, plant growth is limited by supplies of water, sunlight, and mineral nutrients. The supply of the most severely limited resources determines the carrying capacity of an environment for a particular species at a particular time. Competition within a population. The members of a population use the same resources in the same ways, so they will eventually compete with one another as the population approaches its carrying capacity. An example is mealworm larvae in a sack of flour. Adults of this beetle will find a sack of flour, lay their eggs in the sack, and leave. Most of the first larvae to hatch will have plenty of flour to eat and will grow to adulthood. However, the sack has a limited amount of food, and mealworms from eggs that were laid later may not have enough food to survive to adulthood. Instead of competing directly for a limiting resource, members of a species may compete indirectly for social dominance or for a territory. A territory is an area defended by one or more individuals against other individuals. The territory is of value not only for the space, but also for the shelter, food, or breeding sites it contains. Competition within a population is part of the pressure of natural selection. Many organisms expend a large amount of time and energy competing with members of the same species. Some examples of competition within species are shown in Figure 6. Two types of population regulation. Population size can be limited in ways that may or may not depend on the density of the population. Causes of death in a population may be density-dependent or density-independent. When a cause of death in a population is density-dependent, deaths occur more quickly in a crowded population than in a sparse population. This type of regulation happens when individuals of a population are densely packed together, such as when a population is growing rapidly. Limited resources, predation, and disease often result in higher rates of death in dense populations than in sparse populations. The pine trees in Figure 7 are infected with a disease that is spreading in a density-dependent pattern. Many of the same kind of pine tree are growing close to each other, so a disease-carrying beetle easily spreads the disease from one tree to another. When a cause of death is density-independent, a certain proportion of a population dies regardless of the population's density. This type of regulation affects all members of a population in a general or uniform way. Severe weather and natural disasters are often density-independent causes of death. The winter storm shown in Figure 8 froze crops and fruiting trees regardless of the density of plants in the area. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.